Listen to me, Jay.
L's on a beat,
L's on a beat, making me feel like Jesus Christ.
Now, when you first made this transition, how did people react to it? How did they take it? Did they accept you into the church? Did they accept you in the world? Did you accept yourself? How did you look at yourself from this transition? And what did the music mean to you in a sense of evolution? Now, how are you going to grow from this music? Did you ever plan on going back to Tay Black and Mild? How was it in your life at the time when you first came up with it?
Man, it wasn't easy. You know, it was something that I wasn't used to. I was going by scriptures. I had read the whole Bible, and I was living my life off of what the Bible was saying and how they lived their life, trying to apply it to a time of now while trying to figure out who I was musically in this essence. And it really wasn't too clear. People didn't really take it right. They didn't want to hear that type of message. You know, everyone's so used to their own type of genre and their own style that at first, you know, something new introduced isn't going to be accepted right away. And at the end of the song, it said it's making me feel like Jesus Christ because, you know, he came into a world where they thought that they knew God. And here comes this man proclaiming that, hey, I'm God. And not only am I God, but I'm his son. And it was just a complete mind-boggling concept to come up with, but you know, you just have to keep adapting. You can't really worry about what the people are saying and what the people are going to do. You know, the church didn't accept me. They told me I didn't know what I was talking about. Most of them really wouldn't even hear it. You know, I would give people a card and say, you know, listen to my music or go check this out, and they just weren't feeling it, you know. And through this process, I found out who was really there for me and who really wasn't, who was going to support me. And I found out that in the past, people who said that they were going to support me and really with me, they weren't with me at all. You know, through it all I saw is that all I had was myself. You know what I mean? And I didn't realize how much of myself I really had and how much of myself I was really missing and how much of me I needed to get through this whole process.
I went to the church. They wouldn't let me preach. They wouldn't let me have my place. Put me in the east. So back to the garden, back to beginning. Went into the world. Wouldn't let me be. Wouldn't let the wind go. Wouldn't let the green. Power to thee, power to thee. I went into the job, they wouldn't let Jesus. Went into the place, wouldn't let Jesus.
I like how you're putting that all together, but it just makes sense. You know what I mean? And that's really how it was. Everywhere I went, they just wouldn't let the true essence of Jesus in me come out. There was always an enemy, but, you know, he warned us of these times, you know, that the Antichrist is going to be amongst us. He's going to do things that, you know what I mean, contradict what we say and make us look crazy and make us look stupid. But through that all, we just had to adapt to all that. You know what I mean? That was just a privilege to go through that, honestly, you know. But we just kept our head on and we stayed strong through it all. And we just kept to what our movement, what the Spirit was telling us to do. And we just followed that. And through that, we had a ball. We really partied and we rocked out. And it's something that people wouldn't expect that, oh, God and Jesus and a Spirit wouldn't really do. But we blew their minds. But they wouldn't know it because they wouldn't even give it the time of day to go forward, you know what I'm saying?
Now, hearing you talk on the Spirit and what you say about Jesus and Christ and how it was a party and how you had a ball, is this the same type of ball that they would have in church or that we might see on TV as portrayed? You know, there's many religions in the world and all types of different things. And help us understand more of what this did as a transformation for you and what really opened your eyes to the path that this is really what you wanted to do.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I was raised Baptist. So they was always having some type of Holy Ghost celebration, as one would call it. You know what I mean? The shouting and the older ladies jumping and shouting and the preacher getting his hoot and hollering on with the hoots and the hoss and the ah, you know what I mean? And the way the organ would play, we had the drums in the church. You know, it was just something that always caught my eye. I had never been to a white church or anything like that before until later years. But, you know, there was just something about that that caught my eye. And for me, for me to get to where I was at, I had to take it back to that, you know. But at first, I didn't understand that that was the whole thing of it. It was that glory of it. It was that essence. It was the presence. You know, you can go to church now and you see it's just entertainment and it's for a show to get that tithing offering for a building fund. You know, they ain't really worried about getting that word out. They going to preach a word and make you feel good and send you home, you know, and forget about you until the next Sunday when they trying to get that money. But it's a deeper essence of truth, finding yourself, you know, and that's really the main part. Finding yourself while you deny yourself, while seeking something greater than yourself, and then coming back to it being yourself.